This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
7:46, 14 till 8, August 14th. Back on August 6th, we talked about the bombing of Hiroshima. August 9th, we talked about the atomic bomb dropped on Nagasaki that led to the Japanese surrender that happened 80 years ago today. And joining us now is John Curatola, the Samuel Zamore Stone Senior Historian at the National World War II Museum, to talk about what they're doing there to commemorate that. How you doing, John?
I'm doing well, sir, and yourself?
I am well. Thank you so much. It seems like we remember when the days the war started, although I don't think people really are aware of what date the war started or was declared on Germany. But we don't really recognize the VJ Day or the anniversary of this. Take me through it, John. I'm stumbling, rumbling, fumbling here. You're the historian. You take care of it, please.
Yeah, not a problem, my friend. Yeah, of course, the beginning of the war depends on where you live. If you're in Manchuria, it's 1931. If you're China, 1937. And if you're in Europe, it's 1939. If you're an American, it's 1941. Mm-hmm. So you have a multiple of choices out there. And for the end of the war, of course, you have VE Day, which is in May of 1945. And then VJ Day officially is September 2nd of 1945. However, the announcement of the Japanese capitulation is on August 14th. And so that's kind of what we're looking at today, is this announcement that the war will indeed be over.
So what happened between August 14th and September 2nd? What was it like in the South Pacific and other theaters of war with the Japanese?
Yeah, it's a tense period, and here's why. You've agreed to a ceasefire between the Japanese Empire and the Allies, and there's a lot of trepidation. Is this really going to happen? You know, are the Japanese really going to surrender, or is this some kind of a trick? Mm-hmm. And there actually are a number of combat actions that occur between the 14th and the 2nd, to include the shooting at a number of American aircraft that are on reconnaissance flights over the home islands.
And this is 1945, so it's not as though people could, the communication is not as it was today.
Correct. You know, and what you're getting at best in terms of mass communication are radio announcements. And that, quite frankly, that is how Emperor Hirohito will address the Japanese people through his announcement to them. And many of them don't actually believe what they're hearing. Many of them are actually confused as to what the emperor is telling them. And so you see a lot of confusion on the Japanese side of the equation because they've never experienced anything like this.
Is there a true end date, as a historian, John, where every Japanese soldier was aware that the war was over?
Yeah, of course, September 2nd is the official date. But as we know, there are a number of Japanese soldiers who are holdouts in Guam, Saipan, the Philippines, who don't believe the war is over. And they will stay hidden in the jungles of these islands literally for years.
Sniping?
With one, I think one comes out in the 1970s, if that late.
Really?
Yes.
Wow. Sniping until they were out of ammunition or not, or just hiding?
Well, they're just existing because they hadn't gotten word or they couldn't believe the fact that Japan had surrendered, either one of the two. And many of them are steadfast in their devotion to the emperor and will not surrender until they actually bring their commanding officers to the island to tell them to stand down.
The last Japanese soldier to formally surrender after World War II was Hiro Onoda. He continued fighting on Lubang Island in the Philippines for nearly 29 years after the war's end in 1945. He finally surrendered on March 9th, 1974. That's almost impossible to believe, but it is true. We'll take a break, pick it up. We come back talking about, although VJ Day is a celebration and the surrender was a big day of celebration, it was bittersweet. We'll explain why when we come back. We're talking to John Curatola, Samuel Zamore Stone, senior historian at the National World War II Museum, considered by a lot of people as one of the top museums in the world, certainly in the United States and absolutely in the city. And if you've not been to the National World War II Museum, I say every American owes it to the country to visit the National World War II Museum once and Washington, D.C. once, of course, with the National World War II Museum. There's not a whole lot of travel involved in that. 752 traffic, WWL. S-758, Tommy Tucker, WWO. Quickly back to John Curatola, Samuel Zamore Stone, senior historian at the National World War II Museum. It was a big day, and we remember the picture of, you know, the woman kissing the sailor in Times Square, but it was bittersweet because over 400,000 American servicemen were killed. That's like four Tiger Stadiums full of people. And you can imagine the impact that had on families, 65 million people worldwide. John, what's going on tonight to commemorate the surrender of Japan?
Yeah, we're here at the museum having the 80th anniversary to commemorate the event. And it starts at 6 o'clock, and we'll have some welcoming remarks from our CEO, Stephen Watson. And I'll give a very short lecture on the significance of the war and how it's remembered here at the museum. And then the key feature will be interviews with three World War II veterans and stakeholders to talk about their experiences, not only during the war, but then how they felt on this day 80 years ago and their experiences.
Man, don't miss that. There aren't a lot of World War II veterans left. Emily Drake was the stenographer of the Women's Army Corps, Dr. Lewis Harnett, a volunteer ambulance driver, and Sanford Jones, a U.S. Army Air Force gunner on B-24 Liberators in the European theater. Sounds awesome. Thank you, John. I appreciate your time, and thank you for all the work you all do there.
Thank you, sir. It's a pleasure to be here.
You bet. Go to national.www.thenumeral2museum.org to find out more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.